Mumbai's Ambedkar Nagar slums are a world away from the city's smog and traffic. The cramped alleys are stacked with one-room dwellings that sleep on average around 7 people. 50,000 people live in this particular slum, making it one of the most densely populated areas in India. It's a place that seems to foster a cycle of poverty and addiction. 24-year-old Ashok Rathod remembers growing up in the slum.
From my childhood, I saw many of my good friends, they drop out of school, they involved in a fishing community, and they were earning money very easily, and they don't know how to use that money. So they spend that money for gambling, drinking, smoking in a 10 to 12 age. Then their parents thought that their children going out of their hand, put them more responsibility. In 17, 18 age, they all got married and they totally drop out of school. And now they are 23, 24 years old and they have 2-3 children. So this cycle was going on same.
It was a cycle Ashok wanted to break. So in 2006, at just 18 years of age, he started the Oscar Foundation football program. The foundation's motto is education with a kick, and Ashok's vision is to empower young people to make a change. But why did he choose football in a country of cricket fanatics?
You required only one football, and 22 players can be moved at a time, actively. So this is the power of football: teamwork, leadership, respect, communication. My only thought was in my mind, through footballs, I'll bring these children together and share them about my friend's story, about my story, so they can easily connect their future and they can complete their education.
Very good, good pass, nice one, come on boys, keep it up. Very good.
I'm at an Oscar football clinic in a public park in downtown Mumbai. 75 kids have caught the public bus not far from the slum, and they assemble on the ground and separate into their respective teams. It's clear that the most dedicated players are part of the under-14 girl squad. Pooja is their star striker.
My name is Pooja Pramod Dhavre. I live in RCH. I'm in 9th standard in Saint Joseph High School. When I'm playing from 2 years, my age is 13. I have gone to Nagpur to play for Maharashtra. We have won 5 match, and when we are playing semi-final, we have lose. I like to play in striker.
Who's your favourite striker?
Ronaldo.
For Ashok, the greatest challenge has been integrating girls into the Oscar Foundation. It is a difficult task in a socially conservative community where young girls are expected to complete chores and earn money for their families even before their education, Ashok explains.
It took us 4 years to convince parents to allow the girls to play football. And these girls, you see, these girls wait whole week for 2 hours because this week they didn't get opportunity to express their time, energy, their smile. Whole on the ground, they forget everything. That 2 hours they enjoy full.
Now there are about 350 kids from the Ambedkar Nagar colony participating in the Oscar Foundation football program, which is based on 3 separate pillars: a weekly football clinic for slum children, an education program aimed at giving school dropouts basic literacy skills, and also a young ambassadors program which identifies leaders among the slum youth and trains them to be coaches and mentors. 20-year-old coach Kumar has benefited from each of these 3 initiatives.
It's a great platform for me and it's a good changes in my life. That time I cannot speak in English. Now I can talk in English little bit. Basic in office, we are coming and collecting comics books. We are reading every day using laptops. That's what's increasing.
The Oscar Foundation has also managed to get resources from sponsors like FIFA. With the money, the foundation can buy not only footballs, but also computers and other equipment for their education program. And not only are the kids doing well in school, they're also getting to be very competitive football players, says Ashok.
We have very good players and other academies want them. They are playing in very good position. They're getting scholarship, like education scholarship and then food and all.
Who'd have thought that a ball could have had such an impact? This is Sanjay Fernandes for DW in Mumbai.